Ron, talk to me a little bit about the current environment for investors in the financial markets.
Well, the current environment is different than it's ever been before. There are more individual investors involved in the markets today than ever before. There has never been anywhere near the amount of individual investors than we have in today's market. And the thing that strikes me about this is that it's kind of scary in a way, because at the exact same time that there's more individual investors than were ever in the market, we also have a U.S. market that's now affected by more variables than have ever been around before. And what makes me nervous about that is normally individual investors are not properly educated. They're not properly experienced because they're individual investors. And to have individual investors at a point dealing with a market that is now subjected to so many different variables can be a dangerous situation.
What kind of variables are you referring to?
Well, what I mean is we just recently had a major downturn in the market due to the Chinese market trading down 10% overnight. We would have never had that happen before. 5 years ago, if I told you the Chinese market was down 10%, you would have been like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? I didn't hear that. You know, nobody would have cared. But today, that's a major event. And as China gets bigger and bigger, and we become more of a global market than just simply a U.S. market, more countries are going to filter in, having more variable effect on the U.S. markets. India, we know India is going to be heading there at some point in time. More countries are going nuclear. More countries are having U.S. companies get involved with their infrastructure. You know, it's growing. And the more that things grow, the bigger this global economy becomes, the more that the individual investor in the United States is going to have their money subjected to an increasingly bigger amount of potential variables that can affect the market.
And how does that impact the individual investor?
Well, it could impact them well. It could impact them badly. I mean, it's not necessarily a good or a bad thing. It really comes down to the individual investor needs now to know that these variables exist. They need to know how to handle them, how to protect themselves first, then after they know how to protect themselves, then how to take the next step and actually turn it to where they can take advantage of these potential things. And that all comes back down to education and experience.
And also, I imagine, staying in touch with the market. Can you talk to me about that dimension?
Exactly. I mean, obviously, with more things going on an increasingly bigger basis as time passes,